Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, selling his abortion executive order, claimed a 10-year-old girl became pregnant in Ohio and had to travel to Indiana. That probably never happened. That's according to Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. He added a raped 10-year-old would be able to abort under Ohio's abortion laws. How bad is inflation in America? We'll find out tomorrow with the Consumer Price Index for June to be released. Pennsylvania's Democrat Governor Tom Wolf vetoed a bill that would have barred biological male athletes who are transgender from competing in women's sports, calling it discriminatory against marginalized youth. NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines on Fox News overnight.
Being someone who witnessed that firsthand, being at that competition in March, I saw the amount of tears shed, the extreme discomfort in the locker rooms, you know, the talk of anger and frustration, and, you know, I'm speaking for a large majority here.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
California firefighters gained ground Monday in the battle against the Washburn Fire on the western flank of the Sierra Nevadas. The wildfire is a threat to roughly 500 giant sequoia trees in and around Yosemite National Park. The blaze has scorched about 4.2 square miles and was 22% contained as of Monday night. Soon-to-be former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will not be endorsing his replacement.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is refusing to endorse anybody running to replace him. He said he won't want to damage anybody's chances by voicing his support for them. Johnson last week agreed to step down following a series of controversies, including parties during COVID lockdowns. A number of top government officials also resigned, which eventually led to Johnson's decision to step down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Former ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, comments on Newsmax, the made-for-TV show called January 6.
This is not serious at all. And I think when it comes to Steve Bannon, we're getting to a dangerous, very dangerous place in this country. We saw what happened to Peter Navarro getting locked up. Yeah. Bannon now, this is all political. So look, I think you've got clearly Pelosi and the Democrats. I know all those cast of characters, very dishonest people. Hopefully they'll be washed out with a wave in November. Couldn't happen to nicer people.
The James Webb Space Telescope is open for business today with some amazing images that are being released by NASA. Michio Kaku from the City University of New York on CNN explains what we're seeing in the very first image.
Well, you know, even children ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, where is the farthest star? Well, you're looking at a photograph now of some of the farthest stars that we can see with a space telescope, 100 times more powerful than the aging Hubble Space Telescope. This is spectacular. It's a time machine. The Webb Space Telescope allows us to peer back through time right after the Big Bang itself. Some of the stars business picture date back 13 billion years into the past, giving us a whole new way of looking at the universe.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As a majority of Americans believe that we are on the wrong track, and I say, hey, that's a good start. I mean, maybe we can have a conversation about what it's going to take to get back on track. Good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That is the address. And if you want to drop me an email, always love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Mark Moran is going to be joining us in just a moment. He has been known as the number one ranked climate contrarian, I guess, which is a badge of honor. But in a sense, there needs to be something a little bit more positive on this. Contrarian only because of the narrative, the faux narrative that's put out there, that these government agencies and researchers have been able to capture our money and sell us a bill of goods. And, you know, Mark has been in search of the truth from day one to be able to say, okay, is there something about climate that we need to be concerned about, that we as human beings can do something about, because we need to be responsible for that which we have charge of, which is, you know, our planet, our cities, our environment, and why not? I think that's a reasonable question. But when you start getting bombarded with all kinds of faux material, thank you very much, Al Gore and others, and they prove wrong, well, then it really begs the question. You know, do we just go along with their emotional statements, upend our world, and chase this rabbit hole that seems to lead us to more conflict and really nothing of any positive results? And, speaking of results, I mean, look what's happened with, you know, ESG. I mean, all you got to do is look at the TV and see what's happening in Sri Lanka. And that's ESG. That's the World Health Organization. That's Klaus Schwab, that's all these environmentalists that have absolutely perpetrated this disaster on the one side that had, I think when you look at it, Sri Lanka was like, you know, they were one of the highest ranked countries when it came to their footprint and climate and all this. And at what expense? I mean, devastating results, no doubt. Mark Morano is with us now. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on today, Bill.
Okay, so break this down. I mean, we keep going over this again. I mean, we've got to counteract with the truth the big lie that continues out there that are wearing people down, and they think, well, maybe there's, you know, something to be considered here about, climate and why we need to give up our cars and go full-blown electric.
This has been going on. First of all, the whole environmental scares really started in the 1960s. Started with overpopulation scare. Then in the 1970s, it switched over to man-made global cooling coming ice age scare, where they thought our fossil fuels were creating global dimming and dropping the Earth's temperature dangerously and causing extreme weather and threatening our national security. And then the 80s, you had the Amazon deforestation scare, species extinction, and then global warming comes along. They decided to go all in on it. And what they're claiming is that a trace essential gas in the atmosphere, we inhale oxygen as humans exhale carbon dioxide, this CO2 is essentially driving a climate catastrophe. And so what they want to do, the only way to save us in their view, and what I mean there is like the United Nations and the most of academia, the media, Al Gore, the climate actors, the only way to save us from this man-made climate catastrophe, essentially we have to turn in our freedom, turn in free markets, turn in our freedom of mobility, turn in our modern way of living, and we've got to submit to essentially a technocratic society run by experts who will tell us what we can and can't do. That is literally it in a nutshell. And they have the science completely wrong. I've interviewed Ivy League geologists. I've interviewed Nobel Prize winning scientists. I've interviewed former United Nations scientists. And the bottom line is we are in a CO2 famine. The carbon dioxide is one of hundreds of factors that influence the climate. It is not the driver. And then the key is even if you accept their science, this is important, Bill. The solutions they have would have no impact on the climate, even if you believed their problem. And that just means, you know, that we're doing all this for nothing, because even the United Nations admits that if you follow their UN Paris Pact, within 100 years, the temperature difference would be barely perceptible if you believe their scientific claims.
Well, and here we have an immediate reflection of their poor theories with case in point. With Sri Lanka, do we not?
Yeah, Sri Lanka is sort of a test case, and not just Sri Lanka. Same thing is happening now in Canada. They're going after the farming. Same thing is happening in the Netherlands. But looking at Sri Lanka, this was a story where just a few years ago, World Economic Forum, which, by the way, was very excited by the COVID lockdowns, the head of it, Klaus Schwab, announced that these COVID represented a very narrow window of opportunity in which to reset the world and we can build back better in our image. But Sri Lanka decided it was going to go organic. They banned fertilizer, exactly what we're seeing happening in the Netherlands, exactly what we're seeing happen in Canada, exactly what we're seeing happen in other countries. This was called by the president of Sri Lanka, how I will make my country rich by 2025. He did this at a World Economic Forum webpage. Then shortly after they declared July of this year, Sri Lanka declared bankruptcy. And then guess what happened? The World Economic Forum pulled the original post back from 2018 with the Sri Lankan prime minister bragging about how this experiment in farming by banning modern agriculture to save the earth was going to make his country rich. They go bankrupt. Now they have famine, food resources, complete upheaval. They're being overthrown. And the World Economic Forum, sorry, but we can't find the page you're looking for. That's the way they roll. That's the way the United Nations, World Economic Forum, and frankly, the World Health Organization and much of this climate activism rolls. They make a claim, they have egg on their face, and they try to make the claim disappear.
Why do we even give them any time and space? I mean, look what they've done, you know, with COVID, for example. The mishandling of COVID, and we'll come back to what they've been doing with the climate. But, you know, the World Health Organization, now you've got scientists and national security types behind closed doors, even in this country, saying, yeah, it's very likely that this was a biological weapon that was assembled by the Chinese. Well, you know, others like, you know, John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat 2.5 years ago stated as much. Others had said the same thing, that common sense would direct you to that conclusion. But, you know, our government's not interested into researching it. The media is not, because they're all bought and sold by the Chinese. They're controlling, just like the World Economic Forum. They're controlling our institutions to such a degree that we can't get down to the bottom of this, Mark. And thank God for you and for Climate Depot that you continue to pound the drum of truth, especially when it comes to climate.
Yeah, in fact, on that very point on the Wuhan, the origin of this lab leak theory, when you originally would even question this, you would be deplatformed, canceled, and taken off of social media platforms, big tech. Now, now that it's become a more mainstream theory, they're forced to allow it. This has happened time and time again. The other thing about the climate debate, and it's exactly
ten seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
In
the COVID debate, they have to control the narrative, and they shut down dissent. Free speech is not allowed because you might say something that goes against their political agenda.
More from Mark after this.
Joel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Mark Morano continues with us. He is the number one ranked climate contrarian in the media. This according to a 2019 study in the journal Nature. Mark, I don't know if you had to have caught this. You know, there on the Beltway, you had people blocking the road on 495 And just saying, well, you know, they saw it as a minor inconvenience, no consideration whatsoever of people needing to get to work, or God forbid that there would have been some kind of medical emergency and people needing to get past that point. And they were just, they parked their bodies right across the road to block traffic. And it was unbelievable. It was like no police to come and arrest these people, that somehow it's acceptable, protesting.
Yeah, they've been doing this all over the place for years, and they've increased it recently. I mean, they've interrupted football games. They've interrupted traffic. They've done this in Europe. But this is a group, a lot of it's tied to Extinction Rebellion and other radical environmental groups want action. What's most interesting about what they did in blocking this traffic is the stated reason for doing it. They wanted to get Joe Biden's attention in order to declare a national climate emergency. Now, that's just not cheap-sounding rhetoric. Mm-hmm. That is actually something with very deep legal ramifications, and it's not just these wacky activists blocking traffic all over the country now. And they also have done this. They've disrupted Black Friday before after Thanksgiving events. They've done this repeatedly. But this national climate emergency that is motivating these groups to go out and block traffic, this is being pushed by a coalition of House Democrats, by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging this. We have a couple cities that have tried to do it. But if Joe Biden acquiesces and declares a national climate emergency, think back to when we declared that public health emergency for COVID in March of 2020.
Exactly.
It gives the executive extraordinary power where you don't need a legislator. That means every mayor, every governor who's so inclined can now declare gas stations closed, odd even days for your car, no car days in cities. They can declare thermostat controls. This is where the left really wants to go. So if they have to block some traffic to get this super extraordinary undemocratic measures done, they'll block as much traffic as they have to. They don't care about the public opinion, because the whole point of a national climate emergency is you don't need democracy anymore. It's these decisions are then made by credentialed experts in the unelected bureaucracy.
Supposedly. And the thing is what backing, what empirical data do they have on their theory that says that they're moving in the right direction? That matters not. This is all about, what they believe in their own personal ideological silos and their echo chambers, and they're going to push this upon the American people, and they see it as a minor inconvenience. So here, based on a theory, we got a small percentage of radicals that are going to do something rather dangerous, and we're back to what Benjamin Franklin and how he responded to that woman, said, okay, what kind of government you got? He said, well, Democratic Republic, if you can keep it. And this is where we are right now, right?
Yes, it's exactly where we are. And again, March 2020 changed everything. I know a lot of free market conservative people love Donald Trump's presidency, and he had fantastic stuff. But the greatest blunder that Trump made was allowing Anthony Fauci, the WHO, and all the public health bureaucrats to convince him to sign off on that federal declaration of an emergency. That allowed blue state governors and mayors become virtual dictators overnight. You could do mask mandates, vax mandates, stay-at-home orders, curfews, store closures, lockdowns. Hey, without a single vote of any supervisor, parliament, Congress, state house representatives. And that is what the greatest threat to democracy is, this transference of these massive decisions about our lives to unelected bureaucrats under the guise of an emergency, that this is
right.
There's no time. And that's exactly what they're trying to do now. The climate activists were at first jealous of what happened with COVID, because these were the exact same solutions they wanted for years. They wanted degrowth and planned recessions. They wanted lower airline travel, less getting rid of vehicle travel. They wanted people to move around less. And what did COVID bring? Exactly the climate agenda with a bow wrapped around it. And now they want to keep the good times rolling, declare a national climate emergency, keep this unelected, essentially state from continuing. And this is a very real
threat right now because they're trying to use any hurricane, a flood, a drought. Meanwhile, every single measure of extreme weather, hurricanes, floods, droughts, tornadoes, wildfires, are either no trend or declining trend on 50 to 100-year timescales. There is nothing, and that's true of even sea levels not accelerating. Polar bear numbers are at or near record high. I mean, there is, they have literally nothing left except scary predictions. So what I say is when current reality fails to alarm, they make scarier and scarier predictions of the future.
Exactly. Well, that's what happens when you're in the realm of the emotional and there's no reason, there's no discussion, and it gets expedited. And this is what the left loves. I mean, this is all part and parcel of this new liberal world order, right?
It absolutely is. This, what's happening right now, and what we're seeing, we opened up the show talking about Sri Lanka, we talked a little bit about the Netherlands and Canada. This is all the global agenda of the climate agenda as done through everything from the EU, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, which has declared in 2018, long before COVID, declared climate the greatest public health threat. And of course, the World Economic Forum, which meets in Davos. And what they've decided, and this is where they, you know, we had Ronald Reagan in 1980 warn about the dangers of big government. Well, we were on, you know, we literally heeded Ronald Reagan's warning, and we tried to anyway. Of course, some of the biggest expansions of government were under Republicans, spending under Donald Trump, spending under George W. Bush, spending under George H.W. Bush. But anyway, I digress. The real problem wasn't just big government. It was the collusion of government and corporate power. And even beyond that, unlike Mussolini's fascism, where government controls corporations, we're now getting the perverse opposite of that, where corporations are now controlling government through these multinational organizations. So what's happening is no matter where you are, this climate agenda is seeping through. The net zero agenda, this Green New Deal, it's crippled Europe in the face of Vladimir Putin's Russia with reliance, and now Germany is, you know, they're facing blackouts and economic calamity and shortages and senior citizens, high rates of dying because the biggest killer is cold. If you can't afford to heat your home in the winter, that's the biggest killer by a magnitude of 20 times over a heat-related death.
Wow. Wow. You know, Mark, this is all, you know, so pernicious. And what people need to stop, because they may think for just a moment, they go, why? What's going on? You know, we're so focused on the United States that we forget that all roads are leading to a globalized government. This is a one-world government. Klaus Schwab sees himself as the leader of the world. I mean, President Xi can think whatever he wants to do, but even the Chinese are going to be in captured in all this as well, right?
Yes. I mean, what's happened here with this climate and green agenda, we are literally, when we mandate electric cars, when we mandate wind and solar, all we're doing is increasing our reliance on China. Chinese rare earth mining, which we're not allowed to do here in the United States because, hey, it's bad for the environment. So let's farm it out to a country with horrendous human rights records, horrendous environmental standards compared to Canada, U.S., Australia, or Europe. We're now relying on Russian oil. We're relying, we have Joe Biden going to OPEC to beg them to increase production while he hampers oil production in Oklahoma and Texas and Pennsylvania and you name it, while he stops American pipelines and American drilling and energy extraction off. So every possible scenario, he wants to rely on what you'd call rogue regimes instead. And
exactly.
The reason for this is because it's a virtue signal, because we can then say, oh, we don't drill and we don't mine and our oil production's going down and we're so virtuous. Meanwhile, global carbon dioxide emissions are all continue to skyrocket. Why? Because we're farming out our extraction to countries that don't have our standards or technology.
Yeah, we're dumping our trash on them. Right. Wonderful. Great, great, great idea.
So we look better. We look better. Hey, we're not drilling here.
Yeah. And you're going to tell me these governments don't know better? They know. They know the deal. But again, this is all to coincide with this movement toward a technocratic one-world government, and we're playing right into the hands and surrendering our freedoms. This is way dangerous. Mark, how can people be in touch with you? We've got 9 seconds left.
You go to climatedepot.com, and my new book coming out called The Great Reset. You can look it up on Amazon.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden selling his abortion executive order claimed a 10-year-old girl became pregnant in Ohio and had to travel to Indiana. That probably never happened. That's according to Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. He added a raped 10-year-old would be able to abort under Ohio's abortion laws. How bad is inflation in America? We'll find out tomorrow with the Consumer Price Index for June to be released. Pennsylvania's Democrat Governor Tom Wolf vetoed a bill that would have barred biological male athletes who are transgender from competing in women's sports, calling it discriminatory against marginalized youth. NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines on Fox News overnight.
Being someone who witnessed that firsthand, being at that competition in March, I saw the amount of tears shed, the extreme discomfort in the locker rooms, you know, the talk of anger and frustration, and, you know, I'm speaking for a large majority here.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, father has been denied religious exemption over gender curriculum in Boston Public School. Now, the father of two elementary school children living in the deep blue state of Massachusetts, and we have a civil rights attorney with We the Patriots USA, are here with us now to discuss. Brian Ruka and Brian Festo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on, Bill. Really excited.
Okay. Hey, well, good to have you here. Now, is this Brian Ruka that's with us right now? Is that because I think we're trying to get the other Brian on, too, at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is Brian. I'm the father.
Okay.
Within the school system there.
Okay, well, Brian, explain to our audience, you know, your story. What's going on with your two kids?
So I have a son that was in the fifth grade, just graduated there, but it was an English class that they had him reading a transgender story about a kid debating how to come out to their parents, their peers, about becoming non-binary by the end of the story. And it was just for reading comprehension. And the whole topic was just obviously a way to plant that into our kids' heads. And I was hoping to get a religious exemption because it's just something we know was wrong, and I don't want being taught to my son. And we were denied, flat out denied, and we're told that it was denied because we can only opt out of sexual health classes. And since this was an English class, it wasn't considered sexual health.
Well, they'd find ways to circumvent the intent and purpose here. Brian, and you weren't even given a heads up that this was going to be included in the curriculum. This was something done within the hallways or within the institution of the educational system.
That's absolutely correct. The only reason we found out about it was my wife happened to notice the title. The story was called The Gender Reveal, and that kind of caught her eye, and the two of us took a look at it, and yeah, like I said, it just by the end of the story, the child is treated like he just won the Super Bowl, like he's Tom Brady out here winning Super Bowls for the Patriots, and that's the way he was received by his entire family, friends, at a cookout at the end of the book. And what kid wouldn't want that type of attention?
Wow. And just by the title of Gender Reveal, of course, we in the culture are exposed to lots of gender reveals. That's the thing that, you know, new parents do. We see them, you know, on videos, Facebook announcements and that sort of thing. So it sounds pretty harmless by the title until you look into the subject matter. So good for your wife that she was able to do that. Brian, have there been any other parents that have come alongside and resisted this, or are they just letting you take all the heat?
No, I haven't been able to strum up enough support. I'm trying the best I can. I created a podcast with a buddy who actually lives in Georgia, and it's called Right and Wrong. And it's basically this is what like gave me the idea to do it. That I know this is something people just probably don't even realize is happening. So my idea behind like the podcast was to be able to talk about stuff like this and kind of bring it into like a common sense point of view, and for the average man, like the average person that might not follow politics day to day, and just kind of talk about some of these culture, religion, those type of issues.
Well, and to be able to get into some depth, I mean, everything else that's reported is in 8-second sound bites, and this is a complex issue that we've been dealing with for probably a longer period than we want to admit. Brian Festa is also on the line with us. He's a civil rights attorney who, along with his business partner, Don Jolly, founded the nonprofit organization We the Patriots USA. The purpose is to preserve and reclaim our God-given inalienable rights. Now, that is a bit novel, even though it's something that most of us still believe because it's included in our Constitution, although there are powers that would not want us to spend any time understanding and appreciating the values that are enumerated there in our U.S. Constitution. Brian Festa, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill, for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so tell us about your involvement here with Brian and how We the Patriots USA is helping out.
So I first came upon Brian's story in the Daily Wire. So if you look it up online, you'll see that there was a story published in the Daily Wire about Brian's case. And I reached out to the reporter and asked, you know, can you put me in touch with Brian? I'd really like to talk to this guy. You know, these are the kind of cases that we've taken up, that we've funded. And we definitely thought he had a legal cause of action here, because here his religious freedom, his religious rights were being trampled on. And this is a public school district, which means they are beholden not only to state and federal anti-discrimination law, but also to the United States Constitution, primarily the First Amendment, as well as Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment, but primarily the First Amendment right to the free exercise of religion. And he has a right to reject something that is not in alignment with his family's religious beliefs. And so we have decided to, our lawyers have decided to take on his case. There is funding needed because, unfortunately, they can't do every case pro bono. But they've done it, they're doing it for a very nominal flat fee of $50,000. And anyone who's ever been involved in a lawsuit knows that $50,000 is a nominal fee because
that can vapor real quick.
Most lawyers charge by the hour, and you're talking six figures several times over by the time it's all said and done, because it can take 2 or 3 years for a lawsuit to get all the way through trial and appeals and everything else. So right now, unfortunately, we've raised less than $400 towards that $50,000 goal. So I need to just implore all of your listeners, everyone, transgender.org. You'll see right on the homepage there is a flyer there for the transgender lawsuit. The 11-year-old, it says school forces transgender education on 11-year-olds, and there's a flyer there. When you click on that, it brings you right to the donate page. Anything you can give, no amount is too small, but we need to get this funded. We need to get this filed. We need to let the Boston Public Schools know that parents still have the ultimate direction and control over the upbringing of their children.
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, even from a local response and protest, that there doesn't seem to be that it has to go through the process. And like you said, this is 2-3 years down the road. So it may not immediately help. Well, it's not going to immediately help Brian Ruka's son, his 11-year-old son, because he's going to be through. He'll be in high school by the time this goes through. Although I'm sure there'll probably be some fish to fry in the high school situation. If this is settled, then maybe it will draw a line to help him out, you know, with his latter years of his educational experience, right?
Right. That is the goal here, Bill. We're filing this in federal court. We would like to see this appealed all the way to the United States Supreme Court that recently, as you know, has been very friendly to religious freedom. We saw the mm-hmm. case of the Bremerton High School football coach.
Exactly.
Praying
mm-hmm.
on the sideline. Mm-hmm. I think this particular court, the way it's currently constituted, in my professional opinion, is poised to give Brian Ruka a victory here, which would be a victory for every parent in America that would say a school district does not have the right to force transgender curriculum on the children of that school against parental consent. There needs to be a parental opt-out, and if you're caught violating that, you can be liable for damages in court.
Brian Ruka, are you surprised because of the movement that Brian Fest is referring to? You know, we've had movements in Virginia. There's been elections that have been settled as a result of parental rights and this movement, by these teachers unions, you know, to say that we're in control of your kids, that you're no longer in control of your kids.
No, I'm not surprised by that at all. I mean, I would expect a little bit more, stand up for what's right from the rest of the people around me within, you know, having to deal with this as well. Because look what can happen. I mean, the examples you said there are great examples of, like, when parents do speak up and kind of rally together what we can do. And it's just... That's where I feel overwhelmed being here in this blue Boston,
yeah.
You know.
The home of the Tea Party, man, where the revolution, you know, got started. It's amazing. Well, maybe that's going to be another thing to look forward to. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up.
Recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. I am Bill Martinez, and we're talking with Brian Rucca and Brian Fester. The story background here is the Boston Public Schools denied a religious exemption to a father requesting that his 11-year-old son be exempt from a gender ideology assignment. Now, Brian Rucca's son, Brody, he's a fifth grader in the Boston Public School system where he was given an assignment on a short story, The Gender Reveal. On the surface, title doesn't sound that, that dangerous, right? Well, read the story. It's a short story. And included in the book is Black Boy Joy, 17 stories celebrating black boyhood, and tells the tale of a 13-year-old who comes out as non-binary. Well, imagine how the parents respond. There's no heads up. There's no, advance notice that this is going to happen. This is just thrust on each child in the classroom, and Brian Rucca and his wife say, let's throw a penalty flag here on the field of play. That's no bueno. And so Brian has since, he's turned into a podcast host, and he deals with politics, right and wrong. I mean, it's amazing, Brian Rucca, that here we are today in today's culture that we have to remind people that there's a difference between right and wrong, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, but it most of these things, you can break it down quite simply to that. Like, you know in your heart, you know in your mind, you know what is right and what's wrong. And that was the idea behind the title of the show. And a story like this, teaching to fifth graders, it's just wrong. There's no need for it, and it's the people that run the school system. It's them forcing their political, like, ideology on the rest of us, and they're trying to do it to the children before they know how to speak up against it, and they're trying to get into their minds and
exactly
circumvent us, the parents.
What potential psychological damage are we talking down the road here, Brian?
Well, it could be,
do they even consider that? Do they even consider it, or it's just, oh, that's just the cost of doing business? You know, that's just collateral damage that somehow is acceptable?
Yeah, I think they don't care. They hope too, I think that's the point of their movement, is to confuse and to you know, destroy minds instead of creating critical thinkers and people that are gonna think for themselves. They want people that they can just brainwash into going along with the company line, and you know, like, mm-hmm. 2 + 2 = 5 if they tell you it equals 5.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's like, what was it? President Lincoln said, you have a dog that has, what was it, 4 legs, and the fifth leg, he's got actually 5 legs, and, you know, and that's, and the fifth one is a tail. You know, so how many legs does the dog have? Well, the people say, you know, well, it has 5 legs. Well, no, the tail is still a tail. He only has 4 legs, right? But this is what the left does in twisting things around. And if you're not a critical thinker, and at this age, it's tough, and especially when you're not teaching critical thinking. And as you said, you know, what happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic, the things that are most important for an education, I would think.
Absolutely. And I think one of the points that I like to make that I said in front of the school committee when I made comments about this topic to them was, what if that story was about a little boy who decided to find Christianity and celebrate that? Would they allow that in the public school system? Not at all. Or like a child that attempted to walk the March for Life and had a change of heart for how they feel about an issue like that. Of course that wouldn't be allowed. So the point of the assignment was to see if a child could read and comprehend a story. So let's not start throwing all these complex situations that can be debated amongst adults like us and give them a little bit of a simpler story that you can decide and figure out if they were able to read it and comprehend it after the fact.
You know, Brian Fester, there's a story that after the, you know, convention, the Constitutional Convention, you know, a woman had asked Benjamin Franklin, you know, what kind of government did they come up with? And he says, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. You know, this is the thing. And then we're reminded, you know, we're reminded by Ronald Reagan that this is something that doesn't pass in the bloodstream. I mean, this passes on to the next generation. So it's up for the next generation. And unfortunately, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, we're at this point right now where it costs money. And it's amazing that we have a government that is so colluded with these nefarious ideas and these ideologues that have used our tax money to propagandize and to promote these nefarious ideas. But now we've got to dig down deep again and take it out of our own pockets in order to defend this democratic republic and our freedoms. I mean, this is pretty rich. I mean, especially when we're talking, you know, with Brian Rucca there in Boston, where one of the big complaints was taxation without representation, right?
Exactly. It couldn't be more fitting that we would take up this fight here, actually. And this is something that all Americans should be behind this, regardless of how you feel. Because think about it for a moment. Even if you agree, even if you're one of those people who agrees that it's good to teach children about this in school, I don't know how you can think that way, but maybe you do. Even if you think that way, do you really want a precedent set that the school leadership, the school administration can teach your children whatever they like without your consent or knowledge? They don't have to even tell you ahead of time what they're teaching them. So let's say all of a sudden you get a more conservative group of people in there who teach the opposite of what you believe. So if you're someone on the more liberal side and you don't want them teaching our children that critical race theory is poisonous, which, by the way, we have a lawsuit against that as well, or that transgender ideology should not be taught to children, and that it's not what God ordained, or maybe they want to teach Christian principles. Maybe they want to, like my dad had to when he was a kid growing up, they would start every morning with the Our Father, and they would read their Bibles in school. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going to reinstitute that and they're not going to tell you about that. And you don't agree with that. So if you believe in parental rights, if you believe in your right to opt out of any kind of teaching, you should support this lawsuit. Even if you're someone who is a big supporter of the trans community, you should be supporting this lawsuit, because you may not have the option to opt your kids out of the opposite kind of curriculum.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing about freedom. Freedom goes both ways, right? And that's what your point, right?
Yeah, exactly. It goes both ways. So you need to understand the implication the importance of legal precedent, how far-reaching it is, the implications that people don't even, they don't think far ahead, but it has very far-reaching implications and broad implications. So everyone should be supporting this lawsuit. Brian needs us to stand up, not only for him, but for all parents. We the Patriots, USA.org. Don't forget the USA. I was on the Glenn Beck show a couple weeks ago, and someone said they couldn't find us because they were looking up We the Patriots.org. It's We the Patriots, USA.org. To make a donation, you'll see the flyer for the transgender lawsuit. Please, please, please consider donating. No amount's too small. And share the link with everyone that you know. There's a note right on the form that you can put that this is for Brian Rucca or for the transgender lawsuit. So when you donate by credit card, you'll see there's a note section. You can put a comment, so that way we know what it's for. If you want to send a check or money order, you're welcome to do that as well. We have our mailing address right at the bottom of our website on every single page. And if you need our tax ID number, if you're donating through a trust or a foundation, we have that available also on our main donate page at the bottom.
Excellent. Thank you, Brian. Brian Rucca, how are the boys responding to this attention? I mean, are they getting any kind of negative feedback at school because of your efforts?
No, not so much them. Everything's normal there. I've noticed a little bit of some comments here or there under their breath towards me from some of the other parents. But I think it's more so just like nobody wants to be bothered by anything. Just status quo. But the kids are fine. I talked to Brody about the story right when it happened, and mm-hmm. he completely got it too. Like he was just like, I'm a boy because I have, and his sister and the girl
boy parts. Yeah, sure.
And the other. Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So, like that.
Brian, what's your warning? We got about a minute and a half left. What is your warning based on what you've experienced there in Boston? What is your warning to the other 49 states across the country?
Don't trust anybody other than yourself. Trust your own gut, your own instincts, and pay more attention. That's where I feel guilty to an extent for not like looking through every single assignment that he has. And that's one where I look back and regret, and I'm like, you know what? It's ultimately a good way to just make sure I'm on top of it a little bit more and more involved with my own kids' education too, and give me and him an opportunity to speak more in depth about some of these things as well.
Well, Brian, your story is encouraging, parents across the country. As we hear more and more that this is what We the People is all about. We're in charge. But if we don't take a step forward, if we don't invest the time to counter this poor narrative, this dangerous narrative out there, our kids in the next generation are going to pay the price. And thank you. Thank you for your courage, for your family's commitment as well. And again, be encouraged and know that there are others that you're lifting their spirits, by fighting the good fight on our behalf. Brian Rucca, Brian Festa, thank you for being with us.
Want to generate your own
thank
supply
you
of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you any?